This is World Report. Good morning. It is Wednesday, March 25th from CBC News. I'm Neil Kirksall. Applause from some very tired parliamentarians very early this morning, just moments after they passed the government's COVID-19 financial aid package.
First, I'd like to outline how this will help Canadians.
I'm listening to a lot of news these days. I'm listening or watching during a lot of government news conferences. I'm thinking about what's in the news. And like most listeners, I have some opinions. The new development, as I write, is the news that overnight the Canadian Parliament has come to terms on an $82 billion economic response package proposed by the federal government. I'm still wondering about a lot of things I think governments ought to be doing. So today, I'm expressing those thoughts in a way enshrined in Canadian law, through commentary. I'm Paul Cross. This is Cross Talk, Media History, Commentary, and Analysis, Season 4, Episode 11. A great case from a radio station more than a decade ago confirms and cements in law the rights and responsibilities of commentary on radio in Canada. I cover that in Season 1, Episode 9. Students in my first year, second semester radio news class will soon write a radio commentary as their final assignment. What I am producing today constitutes commentary according to Canadian legal and broadcast standards. Here is some of what I think about as I hear the news. First, I have felt for some years now that we need a fundamental shift in our economy and in our financial relationships. To put it in a phrase, I think we need to move toward what I have been calling a caring society. A caring society would include a basic income for everyone. I won't go deep into other aspects of that new approach here. I want to cover other points raised in the news. But when it comes to this $82 billion package from the federal government in Canada, here's my bottom line. The most important thing for individuals is to have money coming in. So far, more than 1 million Canadians have applied to receive employment insurance because they've been laid off from their jobs since COVID-19 hit. Here's the thing. No one should lose their income because of this crisis. A basic income delivered to everyone all the time would help. That's one step. We're going to need this in the future, I think. This is not the last pandemic we're going to deal with. We've done really great planning on healthcare, critical based on our experience with past pandemics, such as SARS and H1N1. Now, we need a plan to ensure money keeps flowing to every individual, many of whom do not have traditional employment with a salary or hourly wage. Toyota, in Cambridge, Ontario, did the right thing, closing down and sending home their employees for 2 weeks with pay after one employee there tested positive. Companies that need it should receive funding primarily to keep paying their workers, even if the company's business activity has to stop. Individuals need to receive income. Musicians, artists, restaurant and entertainment sector workers, farmers, freelancers in all fields must receive income, perhaps based on last year's tax returns and in the future, at a minimum, the basic income available to everyone. Credit card companies need to drop interest rates. Many people need access to their credit more than ever before and should not have it eaten up by interest. Credit card rates are usurious, profiteering anyway. It's time to stop that. I thought weeks ago, bank mortgages include clauses about deferring a small number of payments if necessary. They should all just offer to accept that. So the quiet announcement one night last week that all banks are saying you can defer a mortgage payment for up to 6 months is a really good start. They need to extend that to commercial clients, to all businesses, including landlords. Then all landlords need to tell their tenants rent does not have to be paid if you have been laid off. A friend told me he'd seen some news in which a commercial landlord had been told deferring mortgage payments could not be done. They had to keep collecting rent because the bank says they do not qualify to suspend their commercial mortgage payments. Okay, this is why we have a federal regulator for banks. Tell the banks every mortgage qualifies. Maybe trading on stock markets should be suspended by the federal regulators. There's really no investing going on at large scale anyway, in my view. It's speculation, not investment. Stop it. Corporations should tell shareholder speculators, no, there will not be any profits this year. So what? If you can't live with that, you can take your money out when the markets reopen. We don't want you here because your money, morally, is obviously dirty money. It's encouraging that so many manufacturers are offering to retool and re-equip to make medical supplies and equipment we need. I like the example of local distilleries all over the place switching to producing alcohol for disinfectant. We're going to need more medical space. I tweeted on March 16th after hearing how hotels in Toronto are almost empty. I hope we don't need them as hospitals. But Toronto alone has thousands and thousands of hotel rooms. Large hotels could be converted to use as hospitals. I hear the Ontario provincial government is considering the possibility now. Who would do that conversion? How about the Canadian Forces? We have not yet called in the forces, but they are expert at all kinds of emergency things. Soldiers could be converting hotel rooms for patient care. Forces medical experts could be establishing field hospital protocols in locations across the country. This could be done without enacting any federal emergency laws. We use the military to help in all kinds of crises already, flooding, major storms, and so on. The federal government has not yet seen it necessary to put its emergency powers into effect. But how ironic would that seem if Prime Minister Justin Trudeau had to declare the Emergency Services Act to deal with a pandemic 50 years after his father, Pierre Trudeau, declared the War Measures Act to deal with domestic terrorism. Finally, we will emerge from all of this. But the world has changed and will have changed. It will not be a return to business as usual. We need to think ahead. It's time to move toward a society that puts social well-being first, to move toward a caring society. That's my opinion, and this is a demonstration of radio commentary. This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach radio.